Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Musical Perspectives, your podcast about music and life. I'm your host, Porsche the Drummer, and today we're going to be looking at what are the five things that I need in order to start a business. This I wish I knew in my 20s as well, because I had many dreams and many desires to start a dance studio, and then people are gonna come and it's gonna be awesome and it's gonna be like Honey the movie. Oh man, but we weren't taught how to actually start a business anyway. So I found out through starting a couple of businesses for myself, which is how I'm basically teaching music instruments, how to play the guitar, how to play the drums, and the like. Okay, so firstly, as we know, and as we have probably heard on YouTube, it is a good idea to identify your niche. What is the market? What is the demand on that particular market? And where are you going to put yourself as a business? What products are you selling? Brainstorm business ideas, research the market. So in my case, it's music education. So I had to look at, are there other music studios? Are there other music education places where people can learn how to play music in and around the area? So research the market, find out the trends as music in high demand. Do people in the area actually want to learn how to play the instrument? Play an instrument. What instrument do they want to learn how to play? Which is the most popular? And then what competitors currently exist? How many drum teachers are there? How many guitar teachers are there? How many piano teachers are there? Yeah, research the market, and then you find exactly how you can serve and how you can solve the problem in that area. The second is to create a solid business plan. So it is 2024. ChatGPT can do this for you. Business plan, making sure that you have an outline of goals and a target market, value proposition, marketing strategy, financial projections. All of these things need to exist in your business plan. And like I said, AI can literally draft one for you. And then you would edit it and tweak it according to what you are selling, what your product is. So this basically gives you a roadmap, and I recommend still drafting business plans because it helps you sort of figure out what problem you're going to solve and how you're going to solve it. And it gets the quantitative data in your mind and in your soul so that you can actually do it right and your business stands a better chance of succeeding. Now, I'm not saying without a business plan, your business won't succeed. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying sometimes it's good to start this way so that you can actually just see, you know, what the roadmap is, what your business is going to offer, and the financials, and, you know, just the tangible things. And it can stop just being a nice pie in the sky idea. And yeah, it can be more grounded. It can be more real. It can have tangible, quantitative data. I hope that makes sense. Point three is to then register your business and make sure that you get the necessary permits. Here in South Africa, permits would only relate to if you are starting a restaurant and you're obviously going to be playing music. There's going to be DJs and people coming to play popular music, and you would need then a license, a broadcasting music license, or a license that says other people are going to be playing popular songs so that other people can get the royalties that they deserve from that. In South Africa, you can register your business in any bank. So FNB, Standard Bank, Absa, anyone can help you in a bank to start a business. You can literally do it online. Otherwise, you go directly to the CIPC website, and you can register your business. You wait a couple of days, you pay the fee, and your business is up and running. That is step three. Step four is a little bit harder, which is securing funding. We all know that it takes money to make money, And that's why it is highly, you know, highly recommended that you actually have some startup capital. And that's capital that's going to help you with anything that the business needs to start up and to start running and functioning as a business. So if we take my situation, music studio and or academy, you need to have instruments, you need to have an admin person, you need to have someone who's going to, you know, liaise between you and the clients, you need to have a contract. Now, all of these things that I'm mentioning don't necessarily have to have a cost attached to it, but it is sometimes easier to have people that you employ to run this. If you're doing it yourself, it obviously does minimize the costs, but for efficiency, schools normally run like this. You have an administrator, a receptionist, you have, you know, teachers that you've got to pay to actually conduct the lessons. You need to have the actual instruments for demonstration, and the like. And then you can sell other things over and above that within that education center and or studio. But that will be up to you. So startup costs are hard to come by, but if you have startup costs and you have been saving up, that is what you would use them for. Making sure that if you don't have startup costs, then you would get some funding through investors, or you can take up a personal loan, which I also do not recommend. But that will be up to you. It depends on the business type. So many businesses start off on loans and other people's capital or debt. That's actually quite a big narrative that is punted by YouTube business people. Yeah, but you pick, basically. Whatever you lend, you've got to pay back. That's all I would say. All right, then the last thing is thinking of a brand or building your brand, and then when to launch. So developing a strong brand helps you have business identity. And I think Chris Doe does well to actually talk about this part of the crucial process in starting your business. Branding, especially as creatives, is important. Logo design, having a website, basically your presence online, your online presence. So including a logo, a website, creating marketing material to establish your presence, promoting and launching. And there you can literally have a day where you physically launch the opening of your business. Once again, there will be costs involved with that. There's a huge marketing cost when it comes to launches, as well as creating your logo and website, because you'd have to pay a website developer, you'd have to pay a graphic designer in order to get a good logo. And then obviously marketing campaigns on social media come at a cost as well. So yes, your startup capital would help you with most of these things. Then you promote your launch in various means, through radio, through your social media channels, through actual flyers. It would be up to you. Okay, and then you monitor your channels for feedback to see how many people are going to be present at your launch. And lo and behold, you have started a business. Now you're functioning and the world is your oyster. I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know in the comments. Once again, which part of these steps you are at, which part you found intriguing, what you learned, share it in the comments. Let's converse. And I'll see you in the next one.